Praise 100.9, 92.7. It's time to go in the trenches with Wes Bryant. Wes, it's a big Seattle win. I'm going to say that. Now you take it away.
Hey, Megan, what's going on? What's going on, Queen City? And hey, if you check my Facebook and Twitter accounts, I never waffled more on a big game than I did this week. I did say Friday I thought Denver would win before that same day changing my tune back to the Seattle Seahawks. So, hey, don't blame me, but you can check the Twitter account, Wes Bryant Live, and on Facebook to see that I did, in fact, change up and pick Seattle. So I'll cover my back a little bit today. But, hey, it was an absolute total domination, annihilation,
absolute
vindication, whatever words you want to use to describe what Seattle did last night, 43-8. First play of the game was a botched snap recovered by Denver in the end zone. Gave Seattle their first lead of the game on a safety, and after that, it was all downhill from there. They punished Peyton Manning and that vaunted offense all night long. They were shut out for the first time all season, and among the big plays in that game was the 69-yard interception return for a touchdown by Super Bowl MVP linebacker Malcolm Smith to make it 22-0. Then Percy Harvin opened the second half and really put the nail in the coffin, so to speak, with a scintillating 87-yard touchdown return to open up the second half. Seattle displayed a defense that some will begin comparing to the 1985 Chicago Bears and the 2000 Baltimore Ravens, among the greatest of all time, and rightfully so. And now Peyton Manning's legacy takes a tremendous hit. Raise questions about him being able to perform in huge games. He's now 11-12 in the postseason, 1-2 in Super Bowls, and the Denver Broncos now have the most losses in the Super Bowl of any franchise in NFL history. They're now 2-5 in Super Bowls. Absolutely they just got clobbered. That's the only way to describe that performance from last night, and what a anticlimactic way to end the season. I mean, for a lot of football fans feel, hey, this is the last game I get to see all year, and what a terrible way to end the season than that football game last night. The commercials weren't even good, man.
It was a great way to end the season. We didn't expect you to change your mind either, but we're so glad you did. In the Trenches with Wes Bryant, right here on Praise 100.9 and 92.7.